The European Union warns that Zimbabwe faces censure and economic sanctions if it fails to stop human rights abuses and continues to muzzle the opposition. Yesterday, Zimbabwe's parliament approved measures that give police sweeping search and arrest powers. Criticism of President Robert Mugabe also has been criminalized. Britain, Zimbabwe's former colonial ruler, says the laws reflect contempt for basic democratic principles as the country prepares for presidential elections in March. NPR's Kenneth Walker is in Harare, Zimbabwe's capital. What's the significance of these new laws?
Well, among other things, as you mentioned, Bob, the bills make criticism of President Mugabe or his office a crime. It bans all independent monitors for the presidential election. It denies the vote to millions of Zimbabweans who live outside the country, mostly in the region, South Africa, Botswana, and others. And, of course, what may be most important for most people here is that the bill resurrects a passbook requirement for all Zimbabweans, and many say that's identical to the pass laws on Africans in white-ruled Rhodesia and apartheid South Africa. And next week, of course, the parliament's expected to pass a law that would ban all foreign journalists and require all Zimbabwean reporters to get licenses.
What did the chief of the army say this week about the upcoming election?
Bob, the statement was pretty remarkable by any measure. In effect, the military commanders, all of them, said that they would only accept a victory by a candidate involved in the liberation war against white minority rule. That leaves only President Mugabe. A lot of people believe this represents both a threat to the voters not to back the opposition, as well as a warning of a possible coup if Mugabe should lose. It's a complete turnaround from what the military chiefs had been saying. They'd said before they'd respect the outcome of an election. And, of course, the South African government yesterday called the military statement unacceptable.
How has the opposition reacted?
Well, one indication of the feelings of the opposition over these bills is that as the ruling party used its majority to push through the security legislation yesterday, all the opposition members fell to their knees in prayer on the floor of the parliament in protest. The opposition believes the laws are the result of Mugabe's increasing desperation to hold on to power. The economy's totally collapsed. Many basic commodities, sugar, cooking oil, can't be found in the stores at all. The feeling is that President Mugabe has become so unpopular the ruling party has to resort to these measures to have any chance of winning the election. But they're calling on the international community, the opposition is, especially neighboring countries like South Africa, to put growing pressure on Mugabe to allow a free and fair election.
So is Mugabe's election victory in March assured now?
Well, his supporters think so, and they think so legitimately, but many believe that a combination of all these measures, plus the escalating political violence they have here, there's no way there can be a free and fair election. They believe Mugabe has already assured his re-election in a rigged vote. But others think that the totally collapsed economy and the increased repression have made the ruling party so unpopular that voters are just going to turn out in droves to turn the ruling party out.
NPR's Kenneth Walker in Harare, Zimbabwe.